Well, obviously, it was a disappointing performance. It's one of those situations that obviously we can't turn over the ball. I can't turn over the ball, and especially against a good football team like we played today. You know, you can't afford that, and I've got to do a better job taking care of the ball. I think offensively we've got to play better collectively, you know, play with more of a sense of urgency. And, it's 1 week, and we'll preach that without a doubt, and I think this team has – enough guys in that locker room. We have good leadership. We have a good coaching staff that, we'll try to put this one behind us as quickly as possible and move forward.
Tom, changed because you were 4 for 4, I think, for 75 and a touchdown on that first drive. And then from that point on, it looked like the offense as a whole just didn't quite have the same rhythm.
I agree, and that's kind of what it felt like. You know, I think that we went down the field in that first drive. We did some really good things. We went down and put together a scoring drive, and then from that point on, we had some penalties, and then obviously the turnovers. And, you know, again, that's responsibility lies on me. I've got to do a better job of taking care of the football.
First interception there, it seemed like the ball might have hung up on you a little bit. What did you see on the interception?
Well, it was one of those that we had a post route on the other side, and the safety was cheating toward the two route. I thought that he did a heck of a job of getting to that ball. And, that we had practiced that play during the week, and we were trying to take a shot, and you know, McCourty actually rebounded and did a good job, like I said, of getting over there. But that's where the read took me, just based on where he was on the other opposite hash.
Matt, Coach Zimmer said you definitely will start next Sunday at New Orleans. Do you appreciate that strong confidence he has versus saying, well, we'll see, or something of that nature?
I do appreciate it. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Obviously, today was a tough day for me. Just because, you know, you want to put your team in a great position to win. And like I said, I take full responsibility for not taking care of the football today. And I've got to do a better job, and I will. And, like I said, it didn't go the way that I wanted it to go today.
How do you think not having Adrian impacted what you guys were able to do as an offense?
You know, I think that the game plan didn't change at all, to be completely honest with you. And I thought Matt Asiata and Jarek did a great job throughout the day. And again, you'd have to ask everybody collectively. I don't think it had a tremendous impact. At the same time, Adrian's Adrian.
They know you so well. You think that makes it tough for you to play them? Like, you were with them 4 years, they know every move you make. I mean, is that a factor in a game like this?
You know, I don't think so, because you have to take into account the personnel and everything else that's going on, because obviously when I was there, I was a different player than what I am today. And you know, I think that they did a pretty good job of they had a scheme that they wanted to run, and when they went in, they matched Revis with Greg all day. He did a pretty good job. And, again, I think that overall it was just after that first drive, we never got back into rhythm, and that was a main issue for us.
So are you saying the loss of Adrian Peterson, Matt, had no impact on this team today?
You know, I'm not saying that. I wouldn't say that. I mean, it's Adrian Peterson. Like I said, he definitely is an impact player without a doubt. At the same time, I don't think that we can use that as an excuse for why we performed the way that we did today. And, you know, a great example of that was last year when we lost him for Philadelphia game, and the team went out and performed well and won the game without him as well. So that happens sometimes, and whether it's through injury or unfortunate circumstance, you're going to lose players, and you have to learn how to close ranks and move forward.
When you heard about the allegations against Adrian Peterson, what was your reaction?
You know what? I was shocked, probably like everybody else. And, it's a situation that I don't know enough about the circumstances and everything to really to comment on at this point. At the same time, you know, it's unfortunate for everybody involved.
You mentioned the word shock, though. Do you think emotionally hearing such shocking news just 2 days ago affected the team at all today?
Like I said, I'm not going to make excuses and say that just because Adrian Peterson wasn't playing today is the reason why we faltered. Again, there's a number of different reasons, and it starts, like I said, I'll take full responsibility. I've got to take better care of the ball and not give short fields against a good team, and, you know, maybe the circumstances would be different today.
But the Patriots' defense the last few years hasn't been what it was prior, probably when you were there. What did you think of the personnel and everything that they came out with today?
Really, they just played a lot of man coverage today, and they went to more of a four-down scheme and rushed us. They normally are a three-four-four scheme, and it wasn't too surprising. It just they played good coverage throughout the day.
Matt, you've been
in the league a long time. You've seen, you know, there's ups and downs. When you hear the fans chanting, Teddy, Teddy, while you're out there trying to give it your best, what does that do?
Well, if you play this position for long enough, you got to have tough skin. I mean, that's how it goes. I know the fans were frustrated today just like we were frustrated, and I understand that. So, when you lose in the manner in which we did, and when I was struggling a little bit, I can understand their frustration. And, you know, but at the same time, you got to try to tune it out and go out there and perform.
Did the AP thing at all feel like a distraction as you guys were getting ready for this game?
You know, I don't know how to answer that exactly. I mean, because our main focus was then at that point is, okay, well, how are we going to – are we adjusting the game plan? Are we not? And we weren't at all. You know, we went in. We practiced well throughout the week. I had a lot of confidence in Matt Asiata and Jarek. They played throughout the preseason because Adrian didn't play at all. And so, I'm not going to sit here and say that it was a major distraction.
Coming, or did it completely blindside you, the news on Friday?
It completely blindsided me, for sure.
Now, what was it like before the half? You know, it looks like you're going to get a field goal there, make it a one-touchdown game, and then all of a sudden block field goal. Emotionally, what was that swing like?
It's a huge momentum shift in the game. There's no doubt about it, because then you're a one-score game, and then it goes and becomes a two-score game at that point. And, you put together a good drive at the end of the half, and then that's where we wanted to be at that point. And unfortunately, the kick got blocked, and then it's a huge momentum shift, especially with them getting the ball to start the third.
Right before that, the Cordero, you see him open there, just lead him too far towards the sideline?
You know, I had to put it outside, away from the safety. It was split safety and over the corner's head. So I threw it where I wanted to, and unfortunately, we weren't able to complete it in bounds.
Before the game, Coach Zimmer spoke to the team about the Adrian Peters situation. He told me, how did he explain how to block out the distraction of what was going on?
Well, he addressed it with the team, and he addressed it with Friday, and I won't go into much detail about what was said, but he definitely brought up some great points about how adversity comes in every football season. This is some adversity that our team's facing early on the season, and we all have to do our part to come together. And he used some great examples in his own experiences that I think everybody understood his point and what we need to get done. No, you know, it was addressed in the team meeting room, and that's just kind of how it went about.
Last couple for Matt.
Matt, you know, it's been said at times that you've had trouble with consistency in your career. I mean, last year against Philadelphia, you had the great game, then three interceptions against Cincinnati. This year, good preseason, good game last week, then the interceptions today. Would you agree with that? Has consistency been a problem, and why?
You know what? Today was one game and another in a 16-game season, and there, of course, at times would I have liked to change some outcomes and circumstance, of course, but I think any quarterback in this league would tell you that at times. Good. Thanks, guys.